Definitely. You know, they're always we're always looking to help each other. You know, if I'm watching their games, I see something, you know, I tell them what I would have did or vice versa, you know. So we always talk ball. Like I said, we're close, you know, we get on each other as well, you know, if we feel we need to pick it up and things like that. So, you know, me and my brothers were very tight and we just continue to improve ourselves.
If there's a big age distance, I guess, between you and the two of them, so sometimes when siblings have that age distance, there's not always that closeness. Can you talk about what that was like growing up when I'm so much older?
Yeah, Marcus is 10 years older than me. Isaiah is 8 years older than me. Marcus was gone. You know, he went to Washington State. He was gone when I was a younger kid, so kind of grew up on Isaiah a little bit more, but always drove to the east of the mountains to go see Marcus's games, see Isaiah's games as well. So we always kept in contact, even though it was that age difference. You know, my brothers, they pushed me to get better, and, you know, I thank them for doing that to get me to this point.
You just heard Thomas say that you were in their plans for maybe 2 years now. How much of that, as you got closer to the draft day, were you aware that you were on, you know, number one on their list?
You know, I was aware of it, you know, just talking with my agent. And, you know, I had a good visit here. I had a good workout with them as well. And, you know, I was just excited. You know, I wanted to be here from day one since I came here. I loved it. Loved all the people. You know, it's great players here, great coaches. And so I'm just happy to be here.
What would you describe your playing style at quarterback?
Well, I feel I bring a couple of different things. You know, I can play on the outside. I can play in the slot. I play special teams. But, you know, man corner, can play zone as well. Quickness, change of direction, physical, aggressive. I'm going to come up and tackle. I'm well-rounded. You know, I try not to leave no weaknesses out there. So I just work on everything and to be a well-rounded corner. Well, my parents from day one instilled that in me that you have to earn everything. You know, like you said, I might not have been the biggest recruit, but, you know, I knew what I could do. And when I got the opportunity, you know, I knew I would open eyes. So, you know, I just continue to work, continue to grind, you know, stay hungry, stay humble. And it's gotten me to this point now.
Any significance to picking number 21?
You know, I thought about it. That was Deion Sanders' number when he was here. He was a great player, and I would just love to follow in a guy's footsteps like that. It's an honor to wear that number and to be here in general. So, you know, it's pretty cool. I can't wait to put it on.
Do you think you're going to have an adjustment coming to the South as you grew up and played in the Northwest?
It's going to be an adjustment. You know, it's a step up, you know, regardless of where I would have went. But I have family here in the South, in New Orleans. On my dad's side, all my family lives there. So, you know, I'm kind of used to the area. But, yeah, I'm just excited to be here. Of course, there's going to be an adjustment, some new things. But, you know, I'm ready. I'm just happy to be here.
What was the emotion like knowing that you were, like, the third kid in your family you're finally
going to
be able to live out your dream?
It was big. You know, I didn't know how I was going to react when I got picked. But, you know, I shed a tear just because, you know, of how much hard work I've put in. You know, my brothers, they set the path for me. Parents pointed us in the right direction, and we all followed them and listened to them and kept our home values. And, you know, being a third brother now in the NFL, you know, it's big for my family, the city, and we're just looking forward to continue to do great things.
Did you have an opportunity to follow your brother to Washington State? And if so, why did you choose Washington?
Well, growing up, I actually did want to go to Washington State, but you know, it was time for me to make my own decision and become my own man. So I chose Washington. But I love Coach Sarkisian. I loved Demetrius Martin. He was my position coach, and I just loved the vibe. I wanted to turn that program around, and be a part of that, and yeah, I have no regrets about that.
Thinking about how Mike Nolan does things. And I know the TV picture is different than an all-22
too. But do you actually have that going through your head?
Yes, definitely. You know, it's similar schemes that I've done in the past, you know, cover three, man, zone, fire zones, things like that. So I know it's going to be easy for me to learn the playbook. And, you know, just I think what I mean by the fit, you know, it's great players here. You know, so many guys that here give me better, Julio Jones, Rodney White. I can learn from Asante Samuel. You know, it's just a perfect situation. So I'm just looking to take advantage of it. Yeah, played against some good quarterbacks, Andrew Luck, Matt Barkley, some great receivers as well, too. There's a lot of competition in the Pac-12. Got me ready for this point, definitely. Had some great receivers on my team as well, too. So those guys are great players. They're going to be good in the NFL as well. So I'm just looking forward to playing against those guys again. I mean, no, you know, they've done great things. You know, it's a great thing to be compared to. You know, they've had so much success on and off the field, you know, so, you know, it's a great thing. You know, I love it. I love my family. You know, there's never no bitterness or nothing like that between us. We just support each other 100%.
What is the talk been between you and your brothers? You're coming to Atlanta. We played Seattle last year. At least your one brother. When they knew where you were going, I mean, what did they say about his organization since they faced him?
It said it's a great organization. Obviously, it's a great team. You know, they were yards away from being in the Super Bowl. And, you know, they just told me just continue to work. You know, you're here now. Now it's just you're just starting. So you got to continue to grind, continue the things you've been doing that got me here. So, yeah, I just listen to them and take all the advice I can get. Yes, I think I do. You know, I've just by watching them, watching their mistakes and their successes, you know, I learn from everything they do. And I just try to apply it to myself and how I will react to things. So, yeah, it's definitely an advantage. Not too many people can say they got two older brothers playing at that high of a level at the same position that I play. So it's definitely an advantage.
Did they influence you to pick your position?
A little bit, but, you know, I just love locking people down, you know. It's just something about just, you know, just locking somebody up. I just love that feeling. There's no other feeling.
You ran track in high school, too. Did you run any in addition to the jumps? I guess long jump and high jump.
Yes, I ran the 100. I ran the 4x100 relay. I was first leg. But, yeah, I took second and stayed in the triple jump. So, you know, I was all right. Excuse me?
Do you remember watching video pretty young? Did you ever sit down and actually get a chance to see?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, my brothers, they were in college, so, you know, I was around. You know, I would go visit them, stay up there a weekend, things like that, and he would just, you know, tell me, give me tips about the game, or I would ask him, why do you do this or why do you do that? So, yeah, I've definitely been learning from them since I was a young kid.
Does knowing what you know about the NFL, what part of your skill set is most NFL-ready right now?
I think my instincts and how I react to the game. You know, I feel I'm a real patient player. So, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, too antsy or nervous or things like that. I'm going to just be calm, use my technique, my fundamentals, things like that. Just the little things that make you good as a corner, you know. I feel I have the athleticism and things like that, but the technical things and the patience and things like that, I think that's going to help me.
Is there any cornerback right now playing that you would compare yourself to possibly?
I try to be like two corners, honestly. Darrell Revis, I feel he's probably the best corner in the NFL, just with his technique and his patience and his strength, his confidence. And then Charles Woodson, you know, because he can go in the slot. He's versatile. He can blitz. He can do a little bit of everything. So I try to mold my game after those two players.
Did Marcus complete his contract with Seattle last year, and what is his status now?
Well, yeah, he's currently a free agent, but, you know, he's looking into the market, talking to teams, so we'll see what happens.